Following 3 months in New York tending to his ailing back, Saudi King Abdullah arrived home 2 weeks ago bearing gifts. He wrote fat checks and distributed $37 billion to Saudis, apparently to bribe his subjects and thus escape the domino-like wave of uprisings and revolutions sweeping the Arab world. That, however, seems not to be enough. New movements have been launched aimed at creating change in the country's intensely secured environment. Last week, thousands staged massive protests in the east in an unprecedented move. They chanted slogans against the ruling Saudi family. In the wake of demonstrations in the eastern province of Al-Khatif, Saudi authorities released 25 Shiites arrested during earlier protests. Saudi Arabia has the world's largest oil reserves and is the world's largest oil exporter. Oil accounts for more than 90% of exports and nearly 75% of government revenues. But despite the huge amount of money poured into the country, Saudi Arabia has an overall unemployment rate of 20% compared to 9 million employed foreigners. Many say that's because of the systematic corruption of the ruling regime. The royal family's vast numbers allow it to control most of the kingdom's important posts and to have an involvement in and presence at all levels of government. Opposition claims show that Al-Saud family has stolen $2,000 billion from the oil income over the past 50 years. Uneven distribution of the national wealth and the ruler's dependence on the U.S. have brought about serious dissatisfaction among the Saudi elites, educated figures, and the Shiite minority. Their demands are straightforward. A constitutional monarchy, end to corruption, the right to elect at least some of their rulers, freedom for women, and the release of political prisoners. We should now wait and see whether the would-be reformers will collect sufficient support for a mass demonstration dubbed as the Day of Rage on Friday, March 11th, and how the Royal Army will react.